Hey then, welcome back to Ace of Sakai. We're back together today to talk about One Piece episode 1096, A Forbidden Kingdom, A History, A Theory Concerning a Kingdom. I feel like I messed up the title. A Forbidden Piece of History, A Theory Concerning a Kingdom. That's what I said, right? I don't know. Whatever it is, let's get it started. Let's talk about it. Amy, you do not know what's happening, what's coming. You didn't like the last episode as much as we did. So, what about this week?
It was better than last week. We got some background on, what is it called? Egghead Island.
Yeah.
They spoke about why Robin's island got destroyed. And the chief archaeologist who kind of got everybody fucked up because he couldn't keep his mouth fucking shut like a dumbass, even though he was arrested 10 times.
That everybody's a pirate. I love that everybody was a pirate.
We saw Dr. Vegapunk, finally, the old man. We saw Bonnie getting pissed off, but I think they flew off before she could even say anything. And then we got some explanation of what happened with the original island. It's completely disappeared. And then we saw, like, what's our name? Usopp freaking out. Robin pretty much crying about the whole situation. We got some history. And then we also got to see Dragon in the flashback, how he might be connected with everything. Definitely better than the last week's episode. And I think we also found the fact that these archaeologists were wanted to save the books over saving themselves. When Buster Call happened, they didn't even think about like saving themselves. And they also mentioned that these soldiers, they didn't even know what they had in hand. Even if they saw the books, they wouldn't have done anything about it. And I think that's where Dragon kind of comes in, and he probably took the books because Vegapunk couldn't take him. And I think we saw that in the preview for next week's episode. We saw Luffy and our boy Chopper trying to get the robot to get started. Right, that was funny as shit.
I love being a One Piece fan. Absolutely love being a One Piece fan.
Their comedy is like good, and the fact that they were trying everything, naming it, job on top, just trying to get it started, and then something happened when the Vegapunk teleported. And I actually thought the robot started, but I don't think it started. I think it was just Vegapunk's teleportation.
Yeah, I think it was Vegapunk, yeah.
I think we're getting to the meat of the story, but the whole idea of this episode was that there was an island which could have been ahead of its time, and then it got destroyed. It was destroyed by the seven... How many kingdoms? 20 kingdoms that got together, and that's how the world government was formed. I think they also spoke about that. And then if you talk about this fucking island, they completely destroy you. They don't even want to fucking hear anything.
What did you think of that whole pixel animation for that 20 kingdom attacking the Asian kingdom? I was like, what the fuck?
I think they could have done a better job explaining it, but I think they have to have some motive of doing something so basic, right?
Game of Thrones made Legoland? What?
You're mad blurry, man. Why the fuck are you so blurry?
If the camera's going to go in and out of focus, just come back. Don't worry, keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, the way they just... They had like 20 crowns, and they had like one kingdom, and the crowns fought the kingdoms, and there was 20 kingdoms that won, and that those 20 kingdoms formed the world government. We got some background about what the fuck happened, and that's pretty much it.
You know, it's better than last week's episode, but that's pretty much the gist of it. Go ahead, guys. You go ahead.
I'm waiting. Oh, my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. You made me forget what I was going to...
I pretty much gave you everything, bro.
You did. I liked it. You know, finally getting, like, Robin's more positive background of it. Her family's work is still alive and kicking. I think that was a good find. But I just had one question for you, Annie. Like, this episode was better than the last episode. So are you saying Robin's history is better than Robin's outfit?
They're both nice.
He got best of both worlds.
We kind of got like a combination of things, right? We got Robin in her outfit.
That was a great story.
We got her background. So, you know, it's a combination.
Yes. Yeah. But like in terms of difference between like the manga and the show, I don't think the manga went like this one felt a lot more foreshadowy.
It gave a lot of information.
Like, yeah, foreshadowy and also like it seems to like hint stuff. And I don't like even us as a manga reader, I don't know that we haven't been given the answer, but watching the show maybe an episode was like, are they telling us this? Like, is this little, because knowing what happens, like, it's a clear foreshadowing. Like there was in the manga, there is no Chopper and Luffy having so much emphasis on turning on the machine.
Foreshadowing.
Well, it looks like this whole idea of them trying to turn on the robot, like it's not in the manga. Like there's a huge emphasis here. That is happening. That it was not in the manga, so I was very curious about that.
The whole moment of having the robot and naming it.
Yeah, and another thing that is, I'm curious as a manga reader is the whole Ohara flashback is also much more in depth, right? And it goes about a point where Professor Clover, like the Ancient Kingdom, is, and he gets shot. Like it's fascinating because.
What did he say when he got shot?
And he got shot, right? Yeah. So it's one of this critical information that we've been waiting to hear for a very long time. And manga readers will tell you we don't know the answer to this either. But watching this episode, it's like, is this the information that we're gonna get? Like, so it was fascinating watching it. Like, it kind of. I don't know, the animator took liberty to write this episode, or was it more aligned with what the messaging that they wanted?
He got to get it approved, though. He got to get approved from the director.
I'm pretty sure. But there's always this like drama with the hockey power, how it's presented. Sometimes it looks like hockey, but it's not really hockey. Like, so I was very curious because there's those two key points where it's much stronger than what it was in the manga, because I think the robot shows up, Luffy and Chopper are like really excited about it, but I don't remember any emphasis of them trying to turn it on. And I do remember like the backstory, but I don't remember them going so deep about focusing on that part of it. So I found that very interesting. I was watching it felt very different than when I was reading the manga. In both, I don't know which one's better, but I did find that interesting.
Okay. Well, you felt the same way?
Yeah. My favorite part of the episode, besides the Chopper and Luffy,
Robo King,
is when Shaka tells Straw Hats that whoever knows this information has not survived, and Usopp's bitch ass is crying on the floor.
Let me forget it.
Yeah, the whole crew is panicking except Robin. Robin's like, yeah, I've been chased my whole life.
No, and then I also love when Robin was
clean. That's what I'm surprised about. They're pirates, and he's one of the Yonkos, and they're already hunted by the government. So what's there to be afraid of?
Nothing.
But Usopp's a bitch.
But it wasn't just Usopp though. It was Sanji was the same way.
We established last podcast episode that Sanji's a bitch. So continuing with that trend,
the emphasis was that at the moment they are, yes, they're government enemy number one or number two, number three, whatever the fuck it is, but they're still enemy number three or four. With this information, it bumps them up where the world government is going to be up your ass trying to take you down.
I mean, isn't this Ancient Kingdom related to Luffy anyway? So like, how does the information change anything, right? Like,
Egghead Kingdom?
No, I mean the Ancient Kingdom, the 100-year boy century is probably related to Nika, right? Or Joy Boy. We don't know, but what I'm saying is like
we do, because Joy Boy existed 800 years ago.
During the boy century, right?
You guys are given information that people are not even aware of, so maybe
no.
No idea Joy Boy had anything to do with this shit.
No. I'm telling you, it was mentioned.
Yeah,
I know. No, it wasn't.
I'm telling you, that was.
Should no, it wasn't. You? Not this episode. There was should no mention of Joy
not,
Boy.
Not in
Boy.
This episode. Not in this episode. Not this episode, bro. This knowledge was that was already mentioned in the anime, in the manga, many times already. I'm not saying this particular episode.
No, remember the Wano fight when he becomes Gear 5 and the girl says talking about the Nika Nika fruit is the most ridiculous power?
I'm reading it. The One Piece mention of anything related to void surgery came in Alabasta Saga when Nika Robin introduced. And that's when they learned about the ancient weapons, Pluton, one of the ancient weapons. The fans also learned more about it in the Wano arc.
But not Joy Boy. They don't mention Joy Boy in Void.
Joy Boy was mentioned throughout everything.
But no. Joy Boy. Yeah, and Skypiea was mentioned a little bit. But I think my point is, like, the whole Gorosei mentioned, right, in Wano. Like, this is a secret they wanted to keep. So, like, the narrative of, like, Straw Hat's condition, because they know...
The food has been avoiding us for centuries.
Yeah, so it's like yeah, for Straw Hats, the stake hasn't really changed, because it's one thing to know the history, and another thing is, like, you are the target of that history, right? Like you are the problem in the history, so you're probably 10 times worse than just knowing the history, right? So
I think that's a problem for them, because one is everyone wants Robin, she's highly valuable, and then now you got the Joy Boy cat, who's like, you know, so it's like they're like, it's like a double whammy that people are after them.
So chapter 628. It was believed that Joy Boy would return around 800 years after the Void Century. So it's more than 800 years.
It's more than 100. It's basically so during the 100
Void. 628, when Nico Robin reads off one of the poneglyphs in the sea forest. So
that's the Zoe, right? Zoe. Yeah. When they're in Zoe.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you rate this episode overall?
Oh, I mean, I loved it. I love One Piece. I just love Straw Hats being themselves. The Luffy Chopper, the Usopp being a bitch, and then when Robin crying, them getting all defensive about it, like, you made her cry, and they all became in attack mode. I love it. Like, as a One Piece fan, it's right now on IMDb rated at 8.7. Yes, agreed. Like, it's that.
Didn't you give 10 last week?
No, did I give 10 for that episode?
You gave a pretty high number. Because you guys were
really... I agree. Then I agree with both.
Both of you gave like a very high number because you were like, fuck, this is something is that...
8.7 high? 8.9? Sure.
Yeah, but you can't have like numbers that you're not sure of, right? So...
10.
What about you, Moto?
Oof. I would say... As a manga reader, I actually did enjoy this change that they emphasized. So I'll go with 9 out of 10.
Jesus. I was thinking 6 out of 10.
Yeah, we're One Piece fanatics. Everything about One Piece, it just makes me happy just watching it.
It makes me happy, but I'm looking for that battle. Like I said last week, you know, I need that something to my
You won't see that.
I'm a One Piece addict. I just need a little bit of new junk. And once I get it, and it's enough, it satisfies me. So I'm good for this week.
So Luffy getting excited about Robot is always my funny...
anything One Piece with Robot makes me happy. Yeah. It just makes me happy. And then Jimmy is like, I get it. This is their dream. And I'm just like, yes, it is their dream.
It's got to be a foreshadow, right? Like, Frankie has to do this whole... Power Ranger, Gundam, Robot combination. That's like really cool, right? Like,
he's a psychopath.
Yeah. It has to happen, right? Like, that's gotta be.
But can we acknowledge that Frankie is a psychopath? Because when Shaka was saying that you all are gonna fucking die, Frankie's like, super!
He was happy. I mean, that's why you don't have Zoro and Luffy there, right? Because if those two were there, they were like, yes!
I think this arc, the way I'm looking at it, it has to do a lot with Frankie, right? Because I'm thinking that Frankie has to level up, like, and I mean level up in a big fucking way. This is where he should shine. This is where he, like, I love Dr. Vegapunk. You know, I am hoping that after this arc, we see like a new form of Frankie where he knows a lot more than what he knows now, because now
you're meeting the smartest fucking man in the world. The, yeah. They call it what? The smartest brain in the world?
Yeah, something.
Yeah. After brain in the world, yeah. Season, Frankie has to level the fuck up. He just has to level up. Otherwise, I would be very disappointed in the way direction that they're heading with Frankie.
I'm hoping like the whole Straw Hat.
Frankie specifically, and the rest of them, because but this is robotic and futuristic, which is Frankie.
Also, Robin too, right? Because there's a lot of tie-in with her backstory too. It'd be great to see.
But this is Frankie's shit. This is all Frankie. Like everywhere you look, futuristic. This is what he does. He better level the fuck up after this one.
Yeah, so that's what I said. Like, I want to see the whole robot come together. Like, the whole, you know, like it was shadowed in the, what do you call it? Mermaids. Not the mermaids, but the, why am I forgetting the name? Under Samodi.
You got the Amitesh disease.
Yeah, that, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Oh, forget it. It'll come back to you. But, go ahead. End it.
I'm just gonna end it and just say, hope whatever you said comes true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spoil anything.
That's why the squinting.
So I'm gonna keep it in. Keep it in. Thank you. I want you to find out and not ruin it for yourself. Overall, I think you're in for a ride. This arc is from a manga reader. Something special.
Let's
something
go.
Something special. That's all I can say. But
it's a bit chaotic.
It's incredible. Anyways, have you checked that 1096? Yes, 1096. Make sure you comment below. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know your future plans. Are you also excited to see Frankie power up? Maybe Robin. Let's see. Who knows? Some people do. Some people don't. Whatever it is. Make sure you like and subscribe. We'll be back next week. One Piece 1096.
Fishman, what the fuck? Fishman,
sorry. Fucking guy ruining it. Thank you.